Okay, the Gemara is discussing if a person could change a gzar din after it was decreed. Can you change it? Can davening help if it was sealed? If it wasn't sealed, the tzibur, a yachid. The Gemara went through the whole discussion. If you can do it before gzar din, after gzar din, a yachid and a tzibur. So now the Gemara says, well, gzar din the yachid, whether you can overturn a gzar din of a yachid. Oh, I'm sorry. The second line from the top. Say we're up. Second line from the top. Here, Yudches. Gzar din de yachid tanoihi. The Gemara says the din, whether you could change a gzar din of a yachid, is a machlekes of tanoim. Why? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Hoya Rabbi used to say as follows: Shnaim shalom lamita. Two patients were confined into a bed, meaning two people were sick. And the illness was the same. It was the equal illness for both of them. Or two people entered a tribunal, a court, for judgment, with an identical case between them. One patient recovers and one doesn't. It's the same illness. One suspect was accused and one suspect was innocent. So, why did one heal and one didn't heal? And this one was saved and this one wasn't saved. It's the same case, the same illness. Why is one person innocent and one person guilty? One person dies and one person saved. So the mayor answers, this person davened and was answered. And this one davened and wasn't answered. So the Gemara says, why taka was this person answered in his davening and this person not? So it says, this one davening got, meaning a complete davening, meaning he had a lot of kavana, so then he was answered. And he didn't have this one didn't have kavana, and therefore he wasn't answered. Meaning, he had kavana or not. That's what Rav Meir says. So Rav Meir explains, why is it that two people are faced with the same situation, and one's saved and one's not saved? Now the Gemara says, and this is what the Gemara wanted to bring out. Rabbi Lozer says, Kan kedim gzar din, kan la'achir gzar din. One person was saved, and one person wasn't saved, because one decree was sealed, and one decree wasn't sealed. Meaning, if it's a yachid, this is what Rabbi Lozer holds. It's possible before gzar din to change it, but after gzar din, you can't change it.
Even with
a tefillah shleima.
Yachid,
an individual, right? Rabbi Yitzchok says no. Yafet tzaka la'adam, a person could daven, crying, meaning davening, is good. Whether it's before the Gzardin or after Gzardin. Mm-hmm. So what do you see clearly? That there's an argument between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yitzchak if a Yachid could change a decree after it was sealed. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Lozer says you can't. And that's how he explains why one person died and one person didn't die. One person was saved and one person wasn't saved. Why? Because after the Gzardin, after it was sealed, you can't do anything about it. Rabbi Yitzchak says no, you could. Rabbi Meir is not going into it. He says that's why the Gemara is not bringing a proof from Rabbi Meir. The proof is not from Rabbi Meir. The proof is from Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yitzchok. The argument. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Meir, we don't know. Rabbi Meir just says this guy davened, this guy didn't daven. Maybe speaking before the gzar din. We don't know. Well, according to Rabbi Meir, we're not going to know. And that's why the Gemara is not proving from Rabbi Meir, rather from Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yitzchok. The Rabbi Lozer differentiates before Gzar Din you could change it, after Gzar Din you can't. And Rabbi Yitzchok says you can always daven. Okay, now the Gemara asks another question. The Gemara said a statement before that Gzar Din of a tzibur can always change it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a tzibur gets together and davens, they have such a koyach that they could change it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara asks on this. Can you really change a decree against the community? I'll ask you a question to prove you that you can't.
Mm-hmm.
One pasuk says, he quotes two pasukim from Yirmiyah. One pasuk says, wash your heart from evil. Kapsi mera libich. Wash your heart from evil, which is referring to Yerushalayim. Obviously, what does it mean, wash your heart? Daven. Oksiven, another pasuk says, im techapsi baneser. If you were to wash with like a type of a soap, v'tzaber loch beris, and you put a lot of soap in it, nichtam aveinich lefanai. It still says your avedis will still stay before me. What does that pasuk say? That no matter how much you're going to wash, meaning how much you're going to daven, it's going to stay anyway. So there's a contradiction between psukim in Yirmiyah. One pasuk says wash your heart from evil, which means you could. The other pasuk says even if you wash yourself with a lot of soap, it's not going to change. Okay. So lechayit says stira. So my love, so how do you look at it, answer the contradiction? So the Gemara wants to say, kam kedem gzardin, one is before the gzardin, before it's sealed, so then you could daven and change it. Kam la'achar gzardin, and one pasuk is speaking after the gzardin, and after we're sealed already, Hashem says, no matter how much you daven, it's not going to help. Right, so what do you see for, and this is speaking about Yerushalayim, you're talking about the tzibur. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara's question is, you see from this pasuk, the fact that there's a contradiction. And the Gemara thinks this is the only way you could answer it. The only way you could answer it is one is before the Gzardin and one is after the Gzardin.
Moshe Beinig, you couldn't change.
Because
he was a Yochid?
No, Moshe Rabbeinu, but by himself you mean? Yeah, there was a Yochid. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't change, you mean he's going into Eretz Yisrael?
Yes.
But you see, the eagle, he did change. Because over there was a tzibur. And for himself, when Hashem said to him, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, and B'chal, we're going to learn also, the Gemara is going to explain, if there's a shvua, forget it. If there's if Hashem swears, not only he seals, he swears, then forget it.
There's been times that he swore and he changed.
Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to get into that
like
now.
Noah.
No, he swore. No, over there he swore to destroy the people he did. Then he swore he's not going to destroy the people in the flood, and meanwhile he kept it. So he didn't change the shvua. He swore that he's not going to do it. Anyway, so the Gemara thought that this is the only way you can answer the question. And if this is the only way you can answer the question, that means, okay, there's a difference even by a tzibur between before and after. So the Gemara answers like, no, that's not the way you answered the psukim. Both are after Gzardin. And therefore you could change. One pasuk says you could change, one pasuk says you can't change. I think we just said. If Hashem swears, that means as follows. After Gzardin, for a tzibur you could really change it. If you're daven, you could change it. One pasuk says, even if you wash it with a lot of soap, it's not going to do anything. It means, if Hashem swears, then forget it. Kam b'gzardin she'eni me'shvur. And one is speaking of Zardin that doesn't have a shvur. The Gemara says, where do you see such a concept? So the Gemara says, because Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. It goes like Rav Shmuel bar Ami. Damer Rav Shmuel bar Ami, ba'amil, and other people say, it was Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rav Yenison, minayin legzardin sheyashi meshvur. How do I know that a gzardin that has a shvur with it, shein nikra, that Hashem can never rip it up? Because he says the following, lochein, because the pasuk says, nishpati lebeis Eli. Hashem says, I've sworn concerning the house of Eli. Eli HaKohen's children were very, very bad. He was a Kohen Gadol. He was the Kohen Gadol when Shmuel's mother came, which we read in the Haftarah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and she cried out her heart to have a child, and Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli was a big tzaddik, he was a Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara says his children and family were very bad. So Hashem made a shvua that Lachen Ishbati lebeis Eli, I swear about the house of Eli, im yiskaper avein beis Eli, that I will not forgive the avedus of Beis Eli b'zevach u'mincha with karbonis. So right away the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, b'zevach u'mincha ain't a miskaper. Itaka cannot be atoned with karbonis. Avo miskaper b'teira. But Torah could forgive him. That means, and the Gemara is going to prove descendants from Beis Eli that learned Torah and they were taken forgiven. Abaye says, "Bezev v'chumincha ainu miskaper." It can't be forgiven with karbonis. Avo miskaper b'teira ugmilas chasadim. But it gets forgiven with teira or gmilas chasadim. Meaning, as Mefarshim explain, there's three pillars: teira, aveda, gmilas chasadim. The three pillars that the world stands on. Aveda nowadays is davening, but then was Beis Hamikdash was karbonis. So the pasuk says, Hashem says, "I swear that it will not be forgiven with karbonis." Now the Torah doesn't just say, I mean the Navi doesn't say it's not forgiven. He says, "I'm not going to forgive it with karbonis," which means with something else he will forgive it.
The karbonis same concept as Gimel Chasadim and Tzedakah.
No, it's a different pillar. There's Torah, Aveda, which is Karbanis, and then Gemilas Chasadim. So the fact that the Torah says the pillar of Karban is not going to help, so Rav says what it means is Torah, they will forgive it. Abaye says Torah or Gemilas Chasadim will help it. Okay? Now, the Mefarshim explained, why did Hashem say Karbanis won't work? Because Eli's kids sinned with karbanis. Mm-hmm. They stole karbanis, they ate, they did a lot of messing up with karbanis. They used to steal karbanis from people that were supposed to get it, they stole it. So they sinned with karbanis. Now, obviously, if you sin with karbanis, karbanis is not going to help you. Like the Ein Kategen Nasa Saneged. The prosecutor cannot become the defense attorney. Like we know, the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, went in with white. Right? Did he go in? Like, this is a whole year he wore gold. Yom Kippur, the whole year. Why? Because he went to get forgiven for the eagle Azar, for the golden calf. How do you walk in with gold?
Well, he wore his linen tunic?
Everything white, linen, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Everything linen. But gold he couldn't wear because you're going to get forgiveness for gold with gold. Here you're going to get forgiveness for messing up karbanis with karbanis. So that therefore the Torah, the pasuk is saying that Hashem swears, binish bait, Hashem swears, I will not forgive you with karbanis. But that means what other thing you will forgive. And the Gemara says an interesting thing. Rava says Torah will forgive you. Abaye says both Torah or gemilas chasad. So the Gemara says an interesting thing. Rabba v'Abaye, the famous Rabba and Abaye, midaveis Eli ka'asu, with descendants of Eli.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Gemara says. Rabba was a Kohen, Abaye was a Kohen. Mm-hmm. They both came, the Gemara says a fact, they came from Beis Eli. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, interesting thing. Rabba dasig b'teira, Rabba, that basically owes only teira, Chaya Arbenshnin died when he was 40. Abaye the Osik Betero Gmilas Chasadim. Abaye that did both. Okay? Chaya Shitin Shana lived 60 years. Now, the way the Mefarshim explained this whole interesting thing, Rabbah was supposed to die at 20. Why? It's a remarkable concept. The Gemara is explaining why Rabba died at 40 and Abaye died at 60, when L'cheira, if both came from Beis Eli, and the heavenly court punishes at 20, when Hashem kills you, Hashem could kill you from the age of 20 on. So the question is, why didn't Rabba die at 20, and why did Abaye not die at 20? So the Gemara says as follows. They're both takas supposed to die at 20 because they came from Beis Eli, and Hashem swore that everybody from Eli is going to die, which means at 20. But Rabba learned Torah, so he got an extra 20 years. Abaye had Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, so it's 20 and 20, so he died at 60. Abaye died at 60, so he must explain why. But you can imagine Rabba, the famous Rabba, died when he was 40.
Why didn't they?
And the first page of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says that the Rabba was so learning, non-stop learning, basically, the Malachim Avos couldn't even kill him. He had to make a trick to get him to stop learning that he should be able to kill him.
Rabbi didn't know that he has to do the Gemilas Chasudim also.
Huh?
Rabbi didn't know that you have to do the Gemilas Chasudim Torah and Gemilas Chasudim.
Yeah, but there were people that were Torasi Umnosam, that basically their emphasis was completely on Torah. They rarely davened B'chlal. They rarely did. Their inyan was Torah. The famous Rav Yehuda of the Gemara, yeah, daven once every 30 days. Mm-hmm. Every 30 days he reviewed everything and learned. So before he learned, he davened once every 30 days. Rav Shimon Choy B'chal never davened. Rav Yirmiyah never davened. I mean, there were people, the Gemara said, Terasim Nasir, they didn't daven. They were busy learning, they didn't have to daven.
So the Gemara is trying to find justification.
But he didn't know that.
How people live.
No, well, the Gemara is just explaining. The Gemara is just explaining. You need both.
Yes.
In fact, there's a whole argument over here, really. Are you saying Rabba or Rava? Rashi says, I heard a version of Rava. Mm-hmm. And the Chayyid of Taisus also says, Rava was not a Kayin. Rabba was a Kayin. How could he come from Beis Eli if he wasn't a Kayin?
Mm-hmm.
And Rashi learns that maybe his mother's side came from Beis Eli.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't a Kain because his father wasn't a Kain, but his mother was a descendant of Beis Eli.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole controversy over here, if the version is Abaya and Rava or Rabba and Abaya. Okay.
So Rava's Darga was higher than the Abaya.
Who?
Rava's Darga, because after learning Torah.
Rabbayim.
Rabba, yeah.
Rabba was Bechlal, like he says over here, as I mean it's known. Rabba was his uncle, stepfather, and teacher. Abaya was an orphan. Okay, so who raised Abaya? His Rebbe Rabba, who happened to be his uncle, mm-hmm. plus his stepfather, mm-hmm. plus teacher. And Rabba was younger than Abaya and a colleague of Abaya. So Abaya and Rabba always argued.
Hmm.
But anyway, what do you see from here? This whole Megillah, the Gemara brought out to show that Rav Shmuel Barami says that once Hashem makes a Shvuah, can never change it. So therefore, the Gemara answers as follows. The Gemara wanted to prove, what's the sequence of the Gemara? The Gemara asked the question, what do you tell me, Gzar Din of Tzibur? You could change when there's contradictory psukim.
Mm-hmm.
One says the soap won't help, one says the soap will help. So the Gemara answers, Mistama, one's before the decree, one's after the decree. So the Gemara says, no. Both are after the decree. And really, a tzibur could change a decree. It says over here, with all the soap in the world, you're not going to change it. It means when there's a shvur. Because when Hashem makes a gzardin with a shvur, like he did by Beis Eli, it's not going to help.
It's emotional. Soap is emotional.
Yeah, soap of tshuva. And the Gemara Taka says a story talk about this. Tan Rabban learned Mishpacha Achasayse Birushalayim. There was a famous family in Yerushalayim. Shoyem Meisa Meisim Ben Shmeina Seishana. Everybody died in the family when they hit 18.
Mm-hmm.
That was the custom, but that was the fact. They hit 18. Everybody in the family died. And they didn't know this was the days of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So you're talking about the, you know. Bob ideas Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. So they came to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai to ask what's going on here. You know, what could we do? Amalehem. So he said to them, Shamami Mishpachas Eliatem. Maybe you're from the family of Eli. And over there it says, V'chomar Bizbeischa Yamusa Anoshim. And all those raised in your house will die young. So maybe that's why you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave him an eitzah. What did he tell him to do? Lochu isku b'teira v'chyu. Go learn teira and you'll live long. He told the people, you know, really, obviously they learned, I'm sure, but he said, put yourself completely into learning teira. Holchu v'asku b'teira. So they started, they took his advice, they started learning teira v'choyu and they lived.
Maybe that's how genetic defects come about.
From Eli. It could be. I'll explain one second. Vayukayd and Asa, they called this family Mishpachas Rabbi Yechon and Al Shmei. They named the family after Rabbi Yechon because Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai gave him the Eitzah to live long. There's no question that there's a possibility that somebody's genes should make him die at a certain age, And Torah changes it. Like the famous Rabbi Kiva's daughter was supposed to die on a wedding day, you know, that whole story, and she gave tzedakah, so she was saved. There's no question, Rabbi Yechman Zaki said, listen, it wasn't here, it wasn't a gene, there was a curse. There's a curse on the family by Hashem. A shvua, not a curse, a shvua. Hashem swore that they're gonna die young. Yeah? So, but yet you could change it by learning Torah.
Isn't it that Onshin comes from the age of 20, so from the age of 18 they die?
Because the Torah says over here that he died even anoshim, even younger. Okay, so now the Gemara quotes a different thing. Amr v'shmo ba'ina mishmei d'rav. Shmo ba'ina says the name of Rav. Minayin megzardin shal tzibu shein inechtem. How do I know that a decree against the community can never be sealed? I mean, it could never be finalized. So the Gemara right away asks, "Ein nechtam? What do you mean it's not sealed? V'oksiv nechtam aveinich lefanai? That your aveiris were stained before me, meaning permanently. What do you mean it's never sealed?" So the Gemara says what it means is, la'afel pishe nechtam, even if it's sealed, nikra, it can be torn up. How do I know that even a sealed decree against the community, against the tzibur, could be ripped up? Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, who is Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav? Who is close to Hashem that whenever we call to Him, meaning whenever we call Him, Hashem will answer it. So therefore the Gemara says, you see from there that if, and it says plural, kareinu, when we call, so you see that when a tzibur calls to Hashem, nothing can take it away. So the Gemara says, "Vaksiv," but it says in the pasuk, "Dirshu Hashem b'him matzei." You have to seek out God only when He's close, meaning not always. Mm-hmm. Here it says Hashem is always close, and here it says seek out God when He's close, which means He's not always close. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara answers, "No, abe yachid abe tzibur." It depends. With a yachid, an individual, you need to get God in a good mood, meaning when He's close. A tzibur, He's always close. Like it says, Henkel Kabe Leyimus, God never despises the davening of a minion. An individual, like we know, Hashem looks, who's calling, you know? Tzibur Hashem always listens to.
So this goes back to the machloekes we had before. Does you remember in the beginning, with the Yachid, before you said the Tzibur?
Yeah, but here the Gemara is not talking about.
Oh, but he means the Yachid every year too.
Yeah, but the Gemara is talking Bechlal. The Gemara is not necessarily using this now after the Gzardin. After the seal, the Gemara is b'chol asking a contradiction. One pasuk says, "A tzibur is," I mean, Hashem is always close. Yeah, or another pasuk, the Gemara says, "Kardav Hashem l'chol kardav." Hashem is close to whoever calls Him.
Even though it was sealed, you could still tear it apart. You could go back. But
that's what the Gemara said before by a tzibur. I understand. The Gemara said by a tzibur. And then the Gemara goes into.
So you could, even after the Gezerim, you could nikra.
No, but the Gemara says even by Yochid, though.
That's what by Yochid over here.
Yeah, and the Mefarshim discuss what's the outcome of the Gemara by a Yochid. And we'll see. There's a lot of different. From the whole summary of the Gemara, there's a big question, what's the story with a Yochid, what's the story with a Rabbim, you know, how does it work? But the Gemara says, be Yochid Amos, but when is God close even for a Yochid? It says, seek out Hashem when He's close. And the Gemara said that refers to an individual. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, when is Hashem close? Amar Rabbah bar Avu, Eilu Asari Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. The Aseret Yimei Tshuva. Like the Rambam says, Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Hashem is close to every person to do tshuva. It's very easy for a person to do tshuva. Okay. There's a whole thing, he goes into the whole thing at the bottom. Lepel, what's the bottom line of this whole Gemara? He says, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar, Rav, an individual can only change things as Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rabbi Yitzchak holds an individual can have his decree turned over any time of the year. So you have different arguments in the Gemara. What's the bottom line? A tzibur could always change it. The only time a tzibur can't is when there's a shvua. A yachid, though, some
individual davening, or are we talking about individual sinning?
No, individuals davening. Meaning, if an individual had a decree from Hashem against him, can he change it?
So if he davened with a sibur, then he could change his decree on him any time of the year.
No, no. The Gemara is talking about when there's a decree on a tzibur, the tzibur could change it.
Any time of the year.
Right. If an individual davens, if an individual has a decree, even if he davens with a minion, it's more powerful than himself, obviously. But the question is that going to undo his decree? Because it's only individual and an individual. So the tzibur is not davening for his thing. So it's individual daven. When daven with a minion, it's more powerful.
Unless you get a tzibur to daven for him.
Like change the tzibur.
That it helps also.
And the tzibur.
But when Hashem, there's still a difference. If there's a gzeira on a tzibur and a tzibur davens, or there's a gzeira on a yochid and a tzibur davens. You know, because when there's a community, when there's a gzeira on the tzibur, Hashem looks at the tzibur differently than an individual. Look, we gave the mashal many times. When you go to the store to buy 3 apples, yeah, you'll check over each apple perfectly to make sure that it's good, yeah. When you take apples by the case, so you look at the general case. The general case is good. You buy the apples. There might be a few rotten apples. You don't. You ignore it. And that's the same thing when Hashem looks at a tzibur. It's wholesale. He buys it by the case. So a few rotten apples, he doesn't care. But when a yachid is dealing with Hashem, then you know Hashem is looking what's going. The scrutiny is much greater. Okay, now the Gemara just says a similar thing. It says Vayika Seres Hayamim. It was after 10 days. Vayigav Hashem es Novel, that Hashem struck Novel. Now the Gemara says as follows: What's the story with this guy Novel? Novel was a very wealthy man who lived in the time of Shaul HaMelech and David. David's men guarded Novel's sheep to make sure nobody should steal them. Novel's a wealthy business, he had a lot of sheep. When Novel went to shear a sheep, so David HaMelech sent, you know, they were watching this Novel's sheep for a long time, so David HaMelech sent some people to be fed by Novel. Mm-hmm. You know, they were watching the sheep, so go feed them. And he refused. And he said, I don't know who David is, I don't know who Yishai is, I don't know any of this stuff. So Lepeil, Rashi explains from the whole story that when they finally came to him, he gave him a little bit of food to eat, nothing much. So because of that, Hashem punished Novel. Okay? Now, it says, Mayaviditayu, Asari Yom Mayaviditayu. The Pasuk says after 10 days he punished Novel. So the Gemara says, what's the 10 days over here? So it says, Amir of Yudamirav, Kenegeras Elegimus, the punishment was delayed for 10 days. Because he gave Nasan Novel Avdi David, he gave a little bit of food to the 10 servants of David. So it says, Hashem held back the punishment for 10 days because he gave a little bit of food to the 10 servants. Amir Rav Nachman Amir Abba Rav Nachman Rav said, no. You know why Novel wasn't punished for 10 days? Because Elo Asari Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Hashem waited until after Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Hashem didn't want to punish him. And says he made tshuva. So Hashem waited until after. Says he made tshuva, and then he punished Novel.
Wait, give me another chance to tshuva.
Yeah, whatever. Meaning, Hashem gave him an opportunity to do tshuva. He didn't do tshuva. Then Hashem killed him. He died. That's what happened, basically. Okay, that's the Gemara is now finished with this whole story about the Gzar Din. Now the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said that in Rosh Hashanah everybody is judged before Hashem. Rosh Hashanah Koboy Elam Avram Lefanik Bnei Marin, like Bnei Marin. Everybody goes through Hashem like Bnei Marin. So the Gemara says, "My Bnei Marin." Mm-hmm. What does Kivnei Marin mean? We say this, by the way, in the Tefillah in Sanateka. We say everybody goes before Hashem Kivnei Marin. So he said, "My Kivnei Marin." Hacha here meaning above all. Tagiminu kibnei imrana, like the lambs. What does it mean when you have to give meiser on your behemoth? So the din is, you just don't say, okay, I have 100 animals, I give 10. It's not the way it works. The Torah says, The Torah says as follows. That you have to line up the animals one by one. And the animals walk through. And you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The tenth one you give a whack with a colored thing. You know, you should know this is the one. Then another nine walk by. You give a tenth. This is the way it works. So what does it mean? They go single line. Right? So the same thing, it means one, every Jew goes by singly before God. You're not judging everybody together. Every Jew goes by, looks at us, judges, goes further. The Shlokish Shamat, the Shlokish who came from Eretz Yisrael said, Kamailas B'nai Modin, like the people that are traveling in the elevated paths of modern area. Now modern was a steep mountain, you know, like the mountain passes. Did somebody have to go single file? So it's not referring to the animals, it's referring to the people walking single file. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, it refers to Chayolos Beis David, like the armies of David HaMelech, when they went out to war, they wanted to know how many soldiers they had, because they had to know how many came back. Mm-hmm. So he counted them single file. Okay, just being down here from the Mefarshim that they say, every person is bringing, what's the difference? The bottom line is they're walking by single file. So he says, he refers to the different ways that Hashem is judging us. Either like animals, or like soldiers, or like people, you know, different meanings of what Hashem does.
You had a drasha on that one.
Who?
You did.
I did? Who knows? I don't remember. Amar Abba Rachon, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, but yet, Kula Niskarim B'Skira Achas, the Hashem examines all of them together. Meaning, even though everybody is judged singular, individually, Hashem judges everybody together.
The diction was
said
Yuchet in Seiramen.
Yes, so the Mefarshim explained what it means is there's two types of judgments. One judgment is as a person is responsible for the world, because every action he does affects the world, and then you judge as an individual also. Mm-hmm. In other words, basically what you should be doing for the world and what you should be doing for yourself. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Afanan Nani Tanina. We also learned this in our Mishnah. Why? It says in the Pasuk, Hayetzi Yachad Libam, the one who creates the hearts together, Hamevin Al Kol Maaseihem, he understands all their deeds. So first, what does it mean? If you want to say it means the following. Divranu l'kula alma, that Hashem created everyone. Umiyachli ba'al ba'adadin, put their hearts together, meaning everybody thinks alike. Ha'kachazin and the lav hachi. We see that it's not like that. Because it's simply, ayayitza yachad libam, simply l'chayr means Hashem makes everybody's hearts equal. L'peril, we don't, that ain't the way it works. Nobody's equal, nobody thinks alike, nothing's alike. Mm-hmm. So what does the pasuk mean? Alav hachikam, and this is what it means. Hayetzer rei yachad libam, Hashem sees all their hearts together in one glance, umeivin al kol maaseihem, and understands all their deeds. Meaning, Hashem has everyone as an individual, and at the same time, He looks at them together. And that's why it says in Mefarshim that the Eibishter made mankind like that also. All mankind are similar. From one side, they all look alike, and from the second side, they're all different. No two people ain't the same. Shavim Pritzit, they don't look alike, they don't fingerprints. So from one side, all men are equal. You know, they look the same, basically. They have everything in common. Two hands, two feet, I mean, everything the same, yet everybody's different. Okay. That's with this. Now the Mishnah is starting a new thing. And now from the here and for a long time yet, the Mishnah is going to go into the whole thing of sanctification of the moon. You know, the Bezn, how they figured out when Rosh Chodesh could be. Mm-hmm. But before, the Mishnah is discussing something else. And just to give an introduction to this coming up Mishnah. In the olden times, they didn't have calendars. Okay, that started much, much, much later. No, Hillel is a descendant of Hillel, to grandson, a great-great-great-grandson of Hillel. much later than Hillel himself. It's not the famous Hillel that made the calendar. It was the descendant of Hillel. Mm-hmm. Now, before that time, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, we know as follows. The lunar month is 29 and a half days. Now, the way it works is, as we know, the moon on Rosh Chodesh by the Meilid. What's the Meilid? You call it to Shabbos from Vorchim, the Meilid, the birth of the moon. That's when the moon starts cresting a little bit, that you see a little bit of the moon. Then the moon gets bigger, 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 bigger. And then it gets on the 15th, 14th, 15th, in between 14th and 15th, so full moon. Then it becomes smaller, smaller, smaller until it disappears. The day before the Meilid, it disappears, and then it becomes reborn on the Meilid. Now obviously this is only, the moon is there, the moon, it's only what we see it based on the reflections of the sun. Mm-hmm. It's not, God forbid, the moon disappears a little bit and get the moon grows. Mm-hmm. The moon is the same, the question as far as we're concerned, how we see it. So when two witnesses saw the moon cresting at night, meaning that it started coming out, they ran right away the next day to Beis Din. And if they came that day to Beis Din in the morning, Beis Din proclaimed that day Rosh Chodesh. If they didn't come, because the moon is 29 and a half days. So sometimes you could see it, sometimes you can't see it until the next night. If nobody saw it, no witnesses came, they proclaimed the next day Rosh Chodesh. That's why sometimes you have one day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes 2 days, sometimes you have a full month, sometimes you have 29 days and one day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes you have a full month of 30, and then the first day of the month. Well, those details we're going to learn later in the Gemara. What the Mishnah is saying now is, how did everybody in Eretz Yisrael know when Rosh Chodesh was? They didn't have fax machines, they didn't have internet, email, they didn't have all that. How did they know? So not that the Mishnah here, but the Gemara will discuss that they used to light torches, and just go up to a big mountain and light torches. The people on the next mountain saw that the fire on that mountain, so they lit torches. The next mountain lit torches, and very soon, in a matter of a few hours, you know, the whole Eretz Yisrael saw the torches, so everybody knew when the Rosh Chodesh was. What happened? As always, there were troublemakers, and they started lighting torches on mountains the wrong night. Stamp, despite, to make trouble. So Beis Din couldn't rely on that anymore, because it wasn't true. So what did Beis Din do? Beis Din sent out shluchim on horseback to tell the people in Eretz Yisrael which day was Rosh Chodesh. Why do they have to know when Rosh Chodesh is? Very simple. You have a holiday called Pesach. It's on the 15th of the month. You have to know when Rosh Chodesh is to know when the 15th is. You have Tishrei. You have, I mean, all the... So the Mishnah is going to say it wasn't important every month to go out. For instance, give me an example. Cheshvan has no holidays. Right? So who cares? Who cares? The Beis HaMikdash knew when they had to bring Korbanos to Rosh Chodesh because they were there. Everybody else, who cares?
Rosh Hashanah was always 2 days because
they had no time to sleep. Right. Well, we'll see. We'll get that in the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, they couldn't go out because even I still couldn't know. So, certain months, it was important for the Shulchan to go out. Certain months, it didn't matter. So the Mishnah is going to say, for 6 months of the year, they went out. The Shulchan. Because those months mattered when Rosh Chodesh was. That's what the Mishnah is going to say. So the Mishnah says, all the way at the bottom of the page. For 6 months, the shluchim would go out. Which months? Al Nisan, they went out in the month of Nisan to know when Pesach was. Al Elv, because of Tainas, had to know when Tisha B'Av was. Al Elul, because of Rosh Hashanah. Because by knowing when Elul was, then you could figure out when Rosh Hashanah was. Al Tishrei, Mipnei Takonis HaMeyadis, to know when the Yom Tov of Sukkot and Yom Kippur is. Al Kislev, they had to know Mipnei Chanukah, to know when Chanukah was. Al Adar, Mipnei HaPurim, to know when Purim was. And then the Gemara says, Shaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, they even went out on Iyar, Mipnei Pesach Katan, because of Pesach Sheni. Because those people that were Tamei had to know when Pesach Sheni was. Right, to bring the carbon Pesach, it's a second chance. So therefore the Mishnah said the other months it didn't matter. Tevis, we'd have to go out for Tevis. Shvat, I mean there was no Yom Tevim. So there's no need for the Shluchim to go out. So people know, they know, they didn't know, they didn't know. By then, everybody traveled already, so people knew. But it wasn't important for the shluchim to go out.